Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
With New Year's Eve just around the corner, so many of us are making New Year's resolutions. Andrea, do you make New Year's resolutions, or what do you think of that whole situation?
I don't really, to be honest. I do it all the time, so I don't really have a specific time of the year where I'm like, okay, now I'm going to do it. I kind of just incorporate that into my daily living, so I don't really, to answer your question.
I like that idea. Let's see what Dr. Lori Shemek says. She's back with us once again. Hi, Dr. Lori.
Hello. How are you both?
We're good. It's great to have you back on. All right, so let's
thank
talk
you.
About
it's
this.
Great to be back.
What do you think about New Year's resolutions?
Well, I think that they're excellent as long as you know what to do, okay? A lot of us, what we end up doing is we start off the new year with all this motivation and, you know, this excitement, this fervor that we're really going to do at this time. And I've been there myself. We fall flat on our face, really. So a lot of us want to turn over, you know, start off with a clean slate, turn over a new leaf. We want what we want. And so the problem is, though, is that we demand a lot of ourselves to accomplish these things. And what happens is disappointment then rears its ugly head. And it does so because we're not doing it properly.
All right. Well, tell us how to do it properly.
Okay. So if you look at a resolution, for example, as if you were building a house. Now, there's one crucial element necessary to have a successful building, and that's the foundation, right? Because without that foundation, which we'll refer to as part of the resolution, you need that strength, you need that support, that underlying strength and support, just as you would in a resolution. So what we have here is something that I've created called, it's an acronym called REAL Resolutions. And REAL stands for the R, your reason why. The E stands for you execute. A stands for action plan. And L stands for live it. So we have REAL Resolutions now, and this is what you need really to take you to another level in terms of success. Because we all are emotional initially when we want that goal or resolution, but you really do need some type of structure, just as you do in a house, to create success.
I love that you're saying that, because at the end of the day, I think for most of us, we could say what we want, but unless we actually have a plan put in place and in writing, we know that when we write our goals down, they're definitely more effective, as the study out of Harvard showed us. So I think that that's an important tool to have in our back pocket.
Right.
So following the real, I'm just going to repeat it again. The R is for reason why, the E is for execute, the A is for action plan, and the L is for live it. So tell us, Dr. Shemek, tell us how we could start putting this real plan into action.
So what you want to do is you want to know that your reason why is your most important component of any goal or any resolution, all right? It's your reason why. It's, you know, if your desire is to lose weight, for example, on the surface, you believe that your why is that you'll look better in a size 6 dress, right? Or that bigger muscles are going to do it for you. But if you search a bit deeper, what you'll discover is that, and if you keep asking yourself why, it's that, why do I want to wear that size 6 dress? What is it about that size 6 dress that is going to do that? Why do I really want it deep inside? You have to keep asking yourself why. Is it going to make me feel more confident? Is it going to make me feel more worthwhile? And if you keep asking yourself why, you will find your reason why, okay? And attaching this emotional component to any goal or any endeavor, really, is going to create that foundation I was talking about. So that's the most important part of any goal setting, is your reason
why. So you're
why.
Saying once we determine why we want to do it, so whether, if you know, let's say we want to lose weight, it's because we want to be healthier or whatever that underlying reason is, that's going to help us achieve it quicker, because now we know why we're actually doing this?
Right. And then when your motivation wanes, if it does, then you always go back to that why, that reason why. And that's what I tell my clients. Go, always go back to your reason why, that motivating factor, and it's there. You just have to search for it sometimes, because the size 6 dress is just a surface why, if you will.
Right. So should they write it down and put it on their fridge? Are there certain ways? Like, I like that you said that, you know, if we lose motivation, that we can go back and find a way to kind of reinvigorate us or remotivate us. How could they do that? And what are some easy strategies? Put it on a piece of paper and put it on their fridge or in their mirror in the bathroom?
Excellent. Right. Just anywhere that you know you're going to see it, especially because you know you're going to end up with obstacles down the road. Most people do, right? So when you see that, it's going to jog your memory, and it's going to implant subconsciously the reason why, and it's going to fortify you to move forward. So the next area is the E for the real resolutions, and that's execute, okay? So we all know, I don't know, Andrew, you said you don't really do resolutions, but if you're gung-ho the first few days to a week, and that is about the average length of execution for most people, right, when they embark on these types of goals or resolutions. So true execution means that you must take action. We all know that. And I just want you to remember that each of these four components of the real resolutions is meant to be interconnected. None of them can stand alone, just like in a house. So what does execution look like? Well, it looks like taking consistent action every day or once a week, however you determine it to be. And this is the step where your resolution really gets brought to life in physical reality. And when you were establishing your reason why, you were also establishing your resolution and execution on top of that. So execution needs an action plan, right?
Yes, and I was just thinking that,
so
Dr.
Your
Lori.
Action plan,
which is the A in real.
Yes, it is. And so we want, in our action plan, we want a strategy and we want tactics. So a strategy will look like, is more like the big picture. For example, you want to live a healthier life. Your 5 keys to create optimal health, for example. And within each of those keys are your tactics, your action steps to create this optimal health. So for example, if you want to live healthier, you would be drinking water each day. That would be a tactic, a certain amount of water each day. Or to exercise 5 days a week for 20 minutes. Those are your action steps or your tactics, and those are very important to execute, right? And then the L in real resolutions is living it, and that simply means living it to fully be your end result along the way. And this means that you are a walking poster child for your resolution, and that's in your mind, your body, and your spirit. You have to live it. You have to act as if. And remember, I said that mindset is key, and this goes back to your foundational why. You know, again, if motivation wanes, go back there. It's acting as if you already have the end result, your resolution. It's visualizing every day with emotion, very important, how you want to look, how you want to feel, how you want to act when you've attained your resolution. Athletes do this all the time, and it's very successful. And it's important to know that you have obstacles and that they can derail all of your efforts if you don't plan for in advance for them. So write down some obstacles that you may encounter along the way. So for example, if you know you want to exercise 5 days a week, plan for those obstacles. Like, for example, one might be you'll get bored. So write down, what can I do if I get bored? Vary your exercise, you know, talk to a friend about training together, and more.
And to be to be gentle with ourselves, even if we do fall off the bandwagon.
Absolutely.
But we're out of time today, Dr. Shemek. Thank you so much for being on our show. To learn more about Dr. Shemek and Real Resolutions, visit dlshealthworks.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening and stay well.